Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. I'm really excited about today's topic. We're going to be taking a look at some material that you sent over, and it's all about how climate change is actually impacting California labor laws.
Interesting combination.
Yeah, not something you hear about every day.
Yeah.
But you've given me some really fascinating stuff to dig into, so I'm ready to get started.
Yeah, definitely. I think when we talk about climate change, our minds often go right to the environment, like, melting glaciers and rising sea levels. But the stuff you've sent over it really highlights the impact on people, especially in the workplace.
Exactly. I
Yeah.
mean, just the title of that excerpt you sent over, The Impact of Climate Change on California Labor Laws, I think it speaks volumes,
It
right?
does. And, California is kind of like a testing ground for a lot of this stuff. They're already seeing more extreme heat, bigger wildfires, and the air quality is just getting worse.
Yeah.
And all that puts a lot of stress on people working outside.
Yeah, for sure. And you highlighted some really specific examples in the material you sent. You had construction workers facing heat exhaustion, farm workers having to deal with wildfire smoke, even delivery drivers on flooded roads.
Right. It's not just a theoretical thing anymore, like it affecting people's jobs and their health, right now.
Absolutely.
Yep.
So, I mean, how's California responding to all this?
Well, they're definitely not ignoring it. They're passing all kinds of new laws to protect workers from these, well, climate hazards. And that's where the whole labor laws thing comes in,
Right. And one of the things that really jumped out at me was how California is handling wildfire smoke. They're requiring employers to provide those N95 masks, monitoring air quality, and even moving work locations if they have to. I mean, that's pretty serious stuff.
Oh, yeah. California is often ahead of the curve when it comes to the environment. So, a lot of people are looking at these wildfire smoke rules as, well, as a model for other states that are dealing with wildfires.
Makes sense. But there was also some stuff in there about the economic impact, right?
Yeah.
I mean, businesses are obviously concerned about the costs.
Yeah, that's definitely a factor. Businesses are worried about how much all this is going to cost. But on the other hand, the worker advocates are saying that doing nothing is going to cost even more in the long run.
Right, like all those healthcare expenses for heat stress or respiratory problems, plus people missing work.
Exactly. The material you sent actually did a pretty good job of showing both sides, the economic concerns and then the benefits of keeping workers healthy and safe. It really makes you think about, like, what's the real cost of doing nothing?
It does. And it makes me wonder, if other states start following California's lead on all this, could we see some kind of global shift in labor laws? Like,
Yeah.
will protecting workers from these climate hazards just become a standard thing everywhere?
It's a question worth thinking about, that's for sure. And it's something that, well, you've brought to light with this deep dive.
Yeah. It's definitely been eye-opening. Thanks for breaking all this down with me. It's a complicated issue with some pretty huge implications, so I really hope everyone keeps exploring it.
Couldn't agree more. Thanks for having me.
And thanks to everyone listening. We'll see you next time for another deep dive.